Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. The Arcata Police Department responded to a report of a stabbing at a concert in the Arcata Community Center on Saturday. Two men and a woman were involved in a fight at the entrance of the center, and when security responded to break up the fight, one of the men said that he was stabbed. The other man, 19-year-old Arcata resident Phoenix Campbell Loya, tried to flee, and when a security officer attempted to detain him, Campbell Loya stabbed him in the neck with a knife. Security officers then detained Campbell Loya, and he was taken into custody. The security officer was treated at a local hospital and released, while the other man involved in the fight declined medical assistance. Campbell Loya was booked into jail for assault with a deadly weapon. On Sunday, the Eureka Police Department located 16-year-old Katie Helberg. Helberg was reported missing on November 10th by her mother, who last saw her at their home in Eureka. Helberg is now back home and is in good health. The National Weather Service advises residents to prepare for a hazardous weather system that is headed for the North Coast this week. Moderate to heavy rain is expected for tonight, with the possibility of local street flooding during the heaviest rain. Strong winds are also expected, with gusts potentially as high as 35 miles per hour. Periods of moderate to heavy rain are expected to continue through Tuesday and Wednesday evening. Last Wednesday, a bomb exploded outside of the district attorney's building in Medford, Oregon. The blast was heard more than a mile away, although no one was injured during the explosion, which blew out windows in the DA's building and surrounding structures. Courthouse security for personnel and law enforcement is always a concern, according to Undersheriff Bill Hansel, who also served in the county DA's office as an investigator.
And when an attorney or even a judge or anyone in the courthouse is given a threat based upon the job they're doing, it does rattle cages, it does rattle nerves, and the family members, you know, are concerned about potential threats at home, within the community, of potential people that are put away by this justice system.
Hansel also pointed out that while threats to law enforcement personnel, including DAs and judges, do happen, they are rare.
We do get anonymous letters, we do get angry phone calls that are directed to both the sheriff's office and the DA's office that make idle threats. Nothing's too specific, but we've had threats over the years. When I worked at the DA's office, we had threats against Paul Gallegos and some of our attorneys, and we do treat them seriously, and we do follow up on them.
The security screening points at both entrances to the courthouse in Eureka are designed to ensure the safety of everyone who works in the building, and threats made to personnel are a top investigative priority. The Office of National Drug Policy has designated Humboldt County as a high-intensity drug trafficking area, according to a statement by Congressman Jared Huffman. Huffman sent a letter to the director of the ONDCP to request that the county receive the designation. It will allow the county to receive federal money to assist in drug control efforts and marijuana enforcement. Huffman said in a statement, and I quote, "The situation in Humboldt County is critical, and the designation will bring federal resources and expertise to the table to help safeguard the safety and welfare of Humboldt County residents," end quote. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Humboldt State University will receive a part of more than $1 million in grants awarded by the Environmental Protection Agency to students in programs that focus on environmental science. The EPA has issued the grants for 30 years now, and hundreds of students studying environmental engineering have benefited from the grant program called the Greater Research Opportunities Fellowship Program. The research grants for up to $50,000 have been awarded to 33 campuses, including Humboldt State. And a Mendocino County woman was arrested last week after defrauding a Mendocino Coast Water Works customer out of $2,700. The suspect, 33-year-old Amica Wetzler, contacted the victim at the Water Works offices and falsely represented herself as an employee and accepted the money and gave the man a receipt. When an actual employee contacted the customer about the outstanding bill the next day, he said he had already paid and had a receipt for the payment. The resulting investigation led police to Wetzler, who was arrested and booked on fraud charges, and the majority of the money was recovered. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.